And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. It's back to London's Grenfell Tower this morning because some upsetting news has been released by police overnight. And I should warn you, I'm going to play a bit of audio, which is a little upsetting as well, in a second. So just be aware of that. Police say with 80 people currently presumed dead, the final death toll for the Grenfell Tower fire will not be known until at least the end of this year. They say that of the 129 flats inside Grenfell Tower, they have spoken to at least one occupant of 106 of those flats, leaving 23 flats unaccounted for. Police said some of the flats were still too unsafe to carry out detailed investigations. Channel 4 in the UK has spoken to residents who believe the death toll will be much higher.
What do you believe of the numbers then? Because we're still told 79
it's being
people
downplayed. It's absolutely downplayed. It's impossible that it's 78. You've got people that have lived there for their whole life and they're missing 130 people of the community.
That's a resident by the name of Amanda Fernandez speaking to Channel 4 News. Denise Sindercombe-Court is a forensic scientist. She spoke to BBC Two about why the process of identifying victims is so difficult.
The nearest comparable situation is the World Trade Center, and I think about 40% of people have never been identified. Our techniques are much, much better now. Mm. But our challenge will be that in some cases, I suspect we will not be able to get any DNA that we can use.
BBC Two's Victoria Derbyshire, has held a meeting in North Kensington between survivors, emergency services workers and politicians, most notably the National Housing Minister, Alok Sharma. Nurse Simone Willis told the minister, not enough is being done to help survivors, not just in housing, but in mental health care.
There's people out there that have not had anyone approach them and say, how are you doing? Not what is the basic. You know the basic. So I'm asking you respectfully, check your moral compass. Check it. And forget your label of MP, human.
Human first.
Yes.
What does a human basically need?
Olu is a resident who lived on the 14th floor in an apartment which was used as a safe haven during the fire by firefighters. They brought people to his apartment from upper floors because it was thought that his apartment was more safe, but not everyone who was taken to that apartment survived. Olu described a moment when he tried to escape out the window with his four-year-old daughter.
This man had to pull me back. I was dangling from the window. This man and his brother had to pull me back in because I was trying to escape from the window of my little child.
The BBC took Olu back to the tower to look at it for the first time since the fire.
I don't know, something else, Siri or something like, I guarantee there's dead bodies in there right now.
What have you been offered when it comes to mental health support?
I think I need help. How do you feel if you're sleeping in your bed and all you can see is like dead people?
Olu confronted the housing minister, Alok Sharma, saying he and his family needed permanent accommodation. Journalist Victoria Derbyshire tried to push the minister for an answer.
Olu does not want temporary accommodation. He wants permanent accommodation. He wants good permanent accommodation. That is not too much to ask. Can you promise him that?
Victoria, so what we have said is that...
Just say yes or no.
Yes, of course we're going to make sure that everyone is in good quality accommodation.
Alok Sharma had a difficult time throughout the meeting. Here he is talking about a meeting he had with survivors last week.
The bravery that people are showing in coming forward and the dignity is something that...
Stop,
you know,
please. Stop.
They're asking you to stop with the platitudes, please. Stop. Okay,
let me
Wow. Yeah, that's Conservative Housing Minister Alok Sharma there. Overnight, the British Parliament held Prime Minister's questions for the first time since the election, and it was loud.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Mr. Speaker, I was simply making the point, which seems to have upset a lot of members opposite, that when you cut local authority budgets by 40%, we all pay a price in public safety. Fewer inspectors, fewer building control inspectors, fewer planning inspectors. What the tragedy of Grenfell Tower has exposed is the disastrous effects of austerity. The terrible consequences of deregulation and cutting corners.
The Prime Minister, Theresa May, wasn't going to take the blame.
The cladding of tower blocks did not start under this government. It did not start under the previous coalition government. The cladding of tower blocks began under the Blair government. In 2005, it was a Labour government that introduced the Regulatory Reform Fire Safety Order, which changed the requirement to inspect a building on fire safety from the local fire authority to a responsible person.
Prime Minister Theresa May overnight. The other big news...
I wonder how the residents feel about it being reduced, this fire and this tragedy being reduced to a political slanging match, you know?
Yeah, to partisan politics. Yeah. I can't imagine they're particularly big fans of that. The other big news is that prosecutors have announced that six men are going to face charges over the Hillsborough Stadium disaster in 1989. AM is going to have more on that story for you in about 10 minutes.
Okay, Matt. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Matt.